GC Experts, the podcast where the specialists in integrated business management outsourcing talk. Global solutions for companies with international operations.
GC Experts.
Do it with GC. With GC Experts.
Okay, here we are one more time. We are glad to be with you here in GC Experts. Our guest today is Juliana Bustos, in Spanish, Juliana Bustos. So I want to give a short introduction about today's expert. She's a business intelligence senior research analyst. I want to say hello, Juliana.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. How long have you been working at the GC Global Solutions, Juliana?
Here since March of this year, almost 8 months.
Okay. We would like to know about your professional background. Could you talk about that?
Yes. In my professional life, specialist in investigation. So I do investigation in quantitative, qualitative things. Also, I have experience with data and with many software of management data.
Nowadays, you are based in Bogota, aren't you?
Yeah, right.
Okay. So you were in India a few days ago. How did you see the international recruitment market there?
Well, India, this market that has a lot of potential and is expanding very fast, because I think that they have many qualifying employees. And also I think that an important part is the English. Most of the people in India speak English. So I think that that is a big differential for other places like Latin America, that here maybe we don't speak a lot of English. So they have these both things, the specialists and the good professionals, and also the that point of the English.
The Indian accent, it's a challenge, right?
But they speak very well.
Yeah. Good grammar, good spelling. Yeah, I know. So we are going to talk about our subject. We are going to talk about EOR. What exactly is employer of record, Juliana?
Well, I think that EOR is basically the way the labor market has adapted to the dynamics of the world. Since EOR is a company or organization that is legally responsible for paying employees, including dealing with employee taxes, benefits, insurance on behalf of your organization. Basically, it is an intermediary that takes care of recruitment and administrative activities while companies can focus on their core business.
Okay, interesting. How to expand and grow your business globally with EOR?
Well, growing a company globally, I think that is one of the main reasons why companies choose EOR. EORs allow to recruit internationally without having to establish an entity in different countries. Basically, with their help, you can hire international candidates seamlessly. The legal presence in other countries makes compliance easy while employing overseas employees. And also, EOR provides flexibility to global people operation management challenge. Companies can leverage the service, local expertise, and technology available to EORs to simplify all the complexity of global expansion.
According to what you just said, growing is a plus. But what is EOR and its benefits in business? What other benefit can we get?
Well, a part of the mention of global expansion, I think that we can talk about three main benefits. First, companies can mitigate risk because the EOR companies take the responsibility for legal compliance in those countries, since the employer of record is the one featured in official documentation, drafting agreements, and paying taxes. The organization will be the one to take the fall should something go wrong. I think that this is the first. Secondly, it saves time, and it is important because the time savings is seen from the process of hiring an employee to payroll and tax payments. By putting this process in the hands of and EOR, companies save a lot of productive time. And finally, the local experience. For example, if European company hires an employee in Uruguay and does not pay him or her the Christmas bonus established by law, because in Europe it is not mandatory. So in that case, okay, the company can get into expensive lawsuits caused by not knowing the local trade and labor laws. So that are common among international business. This can be avoided as EOR agencies have a true knowledge of labor and commercial legislation and ensure that all company processes are compliant.
GCE experts.
After a pandemic, we know that home office is the king. What is the biggest remote hiring challenge these days?
Well, the biggest remote hiring in general, I think that we can see three. First, sourcing the right talent that the companies need. Second, creating relevant benefits offering in a new jurisdictions. For example, it is not the same health insurance here in Latin America that in Asia or Europe. So that management of benefits, it's also a challenge. And finally, managing payroll in multiple countries. Most of these are caused by different laws in different countries. So which makes companies invest time or money learning different laws. This is not only labor, but also social security benefits and taxes, all that topics. So in that case, the EOR can help companies manage all these challenges.
Juliana, what's more cost effective, payroll outsourcing or EOR?
Well, I think that this depends on the company's objective. So the EOR provides more complete services in human resources issues and also divides the responsibility. So this could be more profitable for companies that want to expand globally. Hiring an employer of record allows business owners to save up on hiring financial, HR, and legal consulting companies. So if the business performance in any country is not as good as expected, it is much easier to migrate the operation because you don't have to close the office and all that thing. So the EOR is better if you want to expand globally your business and also all the HR issues in your company. But payroll outsourcing focuses more on payroll solutions. So the payroll outsourcing are specialized in easy to configure and effective payroll solution. If a company already has a local office in a country and wants to free up time in payroll, outsourcing can be the best option. So if a company needs simple payroll solutions, payroll outsourcing may be the best option. But if the company is looking for even more help in HR department and is looking to expand, EOR is an excellent option.
Juliana, could you name some pros and cons of hiring an employer of record?
Yes. Well, in addition to all the benefits I have already mentioned, global expansion, time savings, risk mitigation, I think that the biggest benefit of EOR is that entrepreneurs can focus their attention on the company's core activities, improving the product, building strategies, and fostering meaningful connections with clients or partners. So as with everything in business, there are also cons. In general, companies may feel they have less control over the employees hired by EOR, since the employer of record does the entire process from recruiting to hiring. And it can also be more complicated to maintain the company culture because an outsider is in charge of finding and hiring employees. And there is a possibility that they may not do so with the company culture in mind, because they may not even know the company culture. So when you have different employees in different countries being hiring for other company, in this case EOR, it's maybe that is a con to maintain the company's culture. However, all the cons can be mitigated by having excellent communication with the EOR service provider and being very clear with what is needed with the company's culture and aligning strategies with the internal H area in case your company has a different H area for the EOR.
GCE Experts, the Global Business Solution Podcast.
If you were a company owner or entrepreneur, why should you use an EOR?
Well, I think that I choose EOR because the economic dynamics of the world are constantly changing, and so is the labor market. And as you said, the pandemic further underscored the need for adaptation that we all need to have, both individuals and companies. So remote work became much stronger and also created the opportunity to have employees around the world. So the EOR allows companies to adapt, managing their workers in the best way, and employ anywhere in the world. So EOR brings a huge opportunity, having a presence in every country in the world without having to spend time and money opening local office in each country.
Finally, PEO versus EOR, which one does your business need? Which is better? What's the difference?
Okay, first, it is important to understand the difference between PEOs and EORs. The biggest difference is that PEOs require you to own a local entity and enter into a co-employment agreement, while an EOR allows you to hire in other countries without an entity and without a co-employment status. So it is important to remember that an EOR can also provide all the HR services that your company needs, such as payroll and management benefits, but your EOR always acts as the local employer of your workers on paper. So when you expand your team to new countries, having an all-in-one EOR partner to handle this key process in addition to your compliance need can make your life easier. So the answer to the question of what is best for your company will depend on each company's individual needs. For example, if my company needs someone to handle payroll for contract employees, maybe you should use a PEO. Or if I have remote workers in several states and even countries where I'm not registered, I can choose EOR. Or for example, if I want to outsource all HR functions, in this case, both, you can choose anyone, EPO or EOR. So the most important conclusion is that both models are different tools and therefore are used in different situations. So the services of PEO replace an HR department, while the EOR is designed to recruit and manage a small contingent workforce in addition to being an HR department. So if you want to expand, maybe EOR is the best option, but if you already have your local entity in some country, then you want to be the HR outsourcing, maybe PEO is your best option.
Okay, Juliana, really valuable thoughts about this subject. You are really an expert about this subject, this matter. So thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you with us today here in GC Experts.
Thank you for the invitation. I want that all this information can help the entrepreneurs and companies to take better decisions to the business and also see the opportunities that the EOR can have for your business and global expansion.
Okay, Juliana, have a good day, and we expect to have you again in the future here in GC Experts.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on GC Experts, the Global Business Solution Podcast.